supporters rallying outside Trump's home. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. It comes as new information is emerging over what was taken during an FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida.
The unsealed warrant says the FBI was seeking, quote, physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of a crime, or other items illegally possessed in violation of three potential crimes. The list of seized items does not describe them in detail. The Washington Post reports the FBI agents were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons. Trump called that allegation a hoax and suggested the FBI planted the evidence.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say Russia's military shelled residential areas across Ukraine. They also say their own fighters have damaged the last working bridge over a river, hurting Russia's ability to resupply its military. The mayor of the eastern city of Kramatorsk said a Russian rocket attack killed three people and hurt 13 others Friday night. Plus, there's been an outpouring of global support for author Salman Rushdie after being attacked on stage ahead of a lecture in New York on Friday.
Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, sparked protests in Iran. After its publication, the country's then leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, issued a fatwa in 1989 calling on Muslims to kill Rushdie. The regime even offered a bounty worth millions of dollars as a reward for his murder. Rushdie was then forced into hiding. Now, worldwide tributes have been pouring in from politicians and fellow writers in support of Rushdie. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's, quote, appalled that Sir Salman Rushdie has been stabbed while exercising a right we should never cease to defend. Right now, my thoughts are with his loved ones. We are all hoping he's okay.
Fox's Kitty Logan, the 24-year-old man accused of the stabbing attack, has entered a not guilty plea in a New York court on charges of attempted murder and assault. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Voters are gearing up to head to the polls with more primaries on Tuesday, including in Wyoming.
This is the highest profile primary in the country. That's what some analysts are saying. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, she is the vice chair of the January 6th committee. She has called the former president Donald Trump a domestic threat to the United States. And she is facing Harriet Hageman, backed by the former president Donald Trump. You look at the polls here. This is from the University of Wyoming, taken the last couple of weeks. July and August shows that Hageman has a wide lead over Liz Cheney and the others in this race, nearly 30 percentage points. Hageman says Cheney has abandoned President Trump and Wyoming. Cheney supporters say she is simply standing up for democracy.
Fox's Rich Edson. Meanwhile, on the 21st of August, Florida will begin restricting Medicaid coverage for transgender medical treatments after new state policies were approved earlier this month.
The new rules prohibit health care providers from billing the state's Medicaid program for the treatments, including sex reassignment surgery, puberty blockers, or hormone therapies. Not a complete surprise. The state in June announced those services were not consistent with generally accepted professional medical standards. But the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics support gender-affirming care. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the median price of a home in the U.S. has surpassed $400,000 for the first time.
$413,000. That price price is the highest it's ever been, reflecting a 14.2% jump year over year. The association says families are spending nearly 25% of their income on mortgage payments. They say home prices have increased at a pace that far exceeds recent wage gains, partially due to limited inventory and houses selling for well over the asking price.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.